TV viewers in Alaska may lose their signal tonight for a few minutes if they're not ready for the digital television transition. Some of Alaska's TV stations will shut off their analog signal this evening for a range of 3 to 5 minutes at around 6:20. The soft test will cause viewers who aren't digitally ready to temporarily lose their TV picture. The actual transition to digital is supposed to happen in a little more than a month on February 17th. In order to receive the digital signal, viewers either need cable or satellite service, a TV with a digital tuner, or a converter box. At this point, Alaska's ARCS system of rural TV translators is not affected. The Alaska Broadcasters Association is recommending tonight's voluntary test, and many stations in Fairbanks, Juneau, and Anchorage are participating. One of those running the test is KUAC Public TV in Fairbanks. General Manager Greg Petrowich says it's a chance for viewers to see if they're ready.
We hear from people who say, oh, enough with the deadline. I've heard about the deadline. I know, February 17th, I know. And then I ask, well, have you purchased your box yet? Oh, no, I'll wait until that day. Or, oh, well, I've purchased the box, but I haven't hooked it up yet. So until the reality of your television channel is going away, you need to get that box out, hook it up, and confirm that you can get a digital signal. Otherwise, you're going to pass the deadline.
If viewers aren't ready to receive the digital signal, they'll need to get a converter box. The federal government was offering coupons for $40 discounts, but they've run out. Because of the last-minute crunch, President-elect Barack Obama's team recommended last week that conversion deadline be pushed back. Petrowich says stations have a variety of reactions to the idea of postponing. Some have heavily invested to meet the deadline, but Petrowich says a delay will likely help consumers.
And in Alaska, many issues with people who buy the box, they hook it up, they can't get a digital signal, and it may require them going up to their roof, repointing an antenna, or actually putting an antenna up, which in February, as we know here where it's been minus 40 for the last 12 days, it's not the easiest or wisest thing for people to be on their roofs installing antennas.
Alaska senators agree with the recommendation to postpone the digital switch. Senator Mark Begich says despite the hard work Alaska broadcasters have done to educate viewers, he's hearing from people confused about the transition.